Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And with us is Richard Zadow, president of Rafe, which, doesn't sound right.
It took me a while to figure this out, and I thought, well, I'm doing a little digging, and then it dawns on me, oh, there it is. Thank you, Internet. It's the Rutan Air Flying Experience. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Doing great.
I believe when we talked to you last, you were just getting started.
We've been actually an entity for 2 years.
Okay.
2 years ago, I showed up here. Actually, I emailed Dick Nepinski, and I said, hey, I got this crazy idea. I'm going to save all the Easies from extinction. I bought the Cozy Jet, and I'm going to come up there and stand on it and tell everybody about this organization. So that's what we did. And everybody thought I was crazy, and I probably am. But it's really working.
Good.
Things have we've grown tremendously. The organization is part of a 501c3. It's a nonprofit, and we actually are incorporated in Texas now to be a standalone 501c3. It's grown to the point where it needs to be its own entity.
Okay.
And people are starting to recognize what we're doing. And the fundamental reason for doing this was about 3 years ago, I was walking down the flight line, having been a very easy owner for 35 years and seen the heyday of the Easies and Burt Rutan revolution and all that stuff. And where I used to see hundreds of Easies parked in the flight line, I counted 12. And, of course, there were more in camping and this and that. But I asked all my friends that I've known for 30-something years, where is everybody? And they went, duh, Richard, they're all old. They don't fly anymore. And I said, okay, well, where's their planes? You know, where's the stories of these people? And so we started thinking about it, and I didn't come up with this idea on my own. It was a bunch of people that were, you know, discussions and inspiring. And I said, well, let's do something. Let's get more people involved. And that's what we're doing. And I'm just amazed at how well it's being received. Our website's up now, RutanAircraftFlyingExperience.org. The shorthand version is RutanAFE.org, and there's a lot of information on there. We've had 4 long Easies donated to us. I've actually got, the organization has 9 very Easies that were donated to us in various stages of completion. If you come to the forum today at 11:30 at Forum Building 3, and tomorrow, Forum Building 9 at 2:30. Tomorrow's forum is going to be the jet guys talking about the long, easy jet. Give most of that to them because so many people have so many questions. And we work very closely with those guys. But we have a sponsorship program. The way the organization works, it has lots of objectives, but one of them is to get people involved in flying airplanes, get more airplanes out there, get the airplanes that are sitting back in hangar and garages and out into the world and flying again. And the people that are building, keep them motivated. The David Brown airplane that we brought in here last year, it was just the embodiment of home building. David Brown spent 30 years building that airplane. You know, the human spirit, don't give up. And he eventually built a gorgeous airplane. And the family, after David passed away, wanted his spirit to live on. They got this gorgeous long easy. What do we do with it? Well, they could sell it. But somebody told them about us, and they thought about it and got a hold of me and said, well, tell us more about your organization and its mission. And they really embraced it. And they said, okay. And they donated this just gorgeous airplane. It's really, I thought it was an award winner. We had 17 judges' signatures on our little card last year, and I really thought it would win something. But I don't think the EA has ever given an award to somebody posthumously. So I've talked to one of the judges. He says, I'm not sure what we're going to do here because you don't own the plane. It belongs to some organization. He's gone, whatever. I said, okay, thanks. But I was honored. The airplane's parked at the Brown Arch right next to the Jet Easy. I appreciate that real estate. EAA has been very gracious. When I brought the Cozy Jet in here, they put us in Boeing Square for the whole week. And that's kind of what we're hoping for this year. But we got here a little bit late, and they're already set up for the concert and everything. But, I mean, where we are is just awesome. So please come by, look at the Jet Easy, talk to us about the Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience, and see how you can get involved.
I guess you're in a unique position in that the composite airplanes never corrode. So they're not going to rust away, per se. The airframe will always be there. Maybe the fittings and attachments, but they've got to be easier to bring back to life.
Aging aircraft all have their own concerns. And you're right, composite airplanes, you know, they persevere a little bit better. But we still have all the other things. We have, you know, engines on the back and engine mounts and brackets and belt cranks and things and everything that needs to be looked at. That's one of the things is David Brown airplane was unique experience. I literally got in it and flew it to Oshkosh last summer. Most of the airplanes that are being offered to us have been sitting for a while. And so what we do is we work closely with the jet guys down there. It used to be called the Easy Hanger. Robert Harris, who's got, you know, decades of skill set and knowledge on easies. I jokingly say he knows more about easies than Bert Rutan does, because Bert's busy. He's doing other stuff. And Robert sees this every day. So every one of our airplanes goes to Covington. We go through it nose to tail. We work with the potential sponsors. We tell them what we have here, we know what obligations there might be to get the airplane back in the air. And then ultimately we assign that airplane to a sponsor group, and they take it on, and they support the mission with the airplane. We're not asking anybody to do anything they don't already do. We already go to fly-ins and pancake breakfast and go visit mom and all that stuff, but you're doing it for a different reason. You're doing it for the organization. You're supporting the routine aircraft flying experience.
Okay, explain what a sponsorship group is.
Well, a sponsorship group is anywhere from one to, you know, how many people want to get together and sponsor an airplane. I'm a CAF guy, a Commemorative Air Force. I literally stole their business model. It works. It has been working for about 50 years. If you want to fly for the CAF, you have to sponsor an airplane. You have to be qualified. There has to be a need. They have to, you know, decide that, yeah, we want you to fly for us. And it's the same thing with us. And if you go to the website, I literally plagiarize the CAF's manuals because they work. And I talk to them, say, can I do this? They go, yeah, yeah. So we, you know, massage the literature there and develop your own sponsorship manual. And so if you go to the website, you can read about what a sponsor is. But fundamentally, if you want to be part of the routine aircraft flying experience and fly one of our airplanes, you sponsor it. There's a very nominal sponsorship fee for long easy. It's $2,500. It's a charitable contribution. You become a sponsor for that airplane for life, just like in the CAF. And if you're qualified to fly it, you get to fly it. Now, we'll train you. We have that is one of our biggest hurdles, is training. If somebody goes out and buys a long easy, they can jump in it and go fly if they have a private pilot license with a single engine land rating. They're qualified to fly it. But for an organization like this, we got to do things to make sure that we're safe, and we represent ourselves to the public, right? So we sat down and realized, well, wow, if somebody approaches us and I want to sponsor an airplane, what are we going to do? Well, we got to have to train you somehow. We actually have an aero canard down there at Covington where we'll put somebody in the right seat. Now, why the right seat? Well, long easy has a right stick, a left throttle, and if you're sitting on the right side of a cozy or an aero canard, some side-by-side easy, well, that side of the airplane is just like a long easy. So we get them exposed to that, and we train them, and we launch them off in their long easy. So our first sponsor group is being formed right now. It's very exciting to see that this is actually going to happen. And
so the sponsor group doesn't own the airplane.
Right.
Do they keep the airplane in their own hangar?
Yes.
Okay,
so just like the CAF has little squadrons around the country,
mm-hmm.
we call them canard bases, okay? Sponsor group comes to us, we have this airplane available, we work with them, we get them trained, we get them set up. They take the airplane back to their hometown, they become canard base Topeka, Kansas. And from there, they launch off to fly-ins and pancake breakfast, and they represent the routine aircraft flying experience. So we ask that they show up at Oshkosh with the airplane to participate in things that we're doing. And they become custodians of that airplane.
Okay, so they take care of maintenance and all that
Absolutely.
Stuff as well.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I was going to say, are there any hot-button airplanes that you guys are looking for?
Absolutely, all of them. One of our objectives, okay, is to collect up at least one flying example of every, what I call, Bert Rutan's legacy home-built designs, the ones he sold plans for. And that's the long, easy, very vegan, quickie, defiant, solitaire. And we're going to put those airplanes together and fly them. It's never been done. Bert stuff's been around for 40 years. Have you ever seen those airplanes fly together here at Oshkosh?
No.
Why not? You know, so we're going to put together the flight demonstration team, because if we're out in front of the public and we're showing these people these airplanes still are cool and they fly and the different models. I mean, I've got lots of air easies I told you about. I've got four long easies. We had two that are being donated. We're picking up right after Oshkosh. One was a Wright Brothers Award winner way back when. Gorgeous airplanes. We're going to get them restored and flying again. We're going to put sponsors in them and qualified pilots and fly them at the show. How cool would it be to see all that stuff fly together?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, are you guys looking for a Starship by any chance?
Well, there aren't any out there. I mean, there are some out there, and nobody's willing to donate one to us yet.
Yeah, that's
but
high end.
The thing is, you don't have to be a sponsor to participate. Aircraft owners can do this also. If you own something like a Vegan or a Quickie or a Long Easy and you want to fly with us, come talk to me. We would love to have you, because honestly, I don't really want to have to own all this stuff. And I mean the organization. It's a burden. I mean, having a bunch of airplanes, you got to hangar them, you got to take care of them, you got to insure them. That's why the sponsorship program is so important, because those financial obligations go on to the sponsor. The routine aircraft flying experience has a very limited income stream. You know, it's my wallet, basically. but we've had a lot of support. We've got some donations coming in. We got a lot of stuff going on, and the website's got it all on there.
You talked about, you know, if anybody wants to donate a half-built project that never got finished, you'll take that.
Sure.
Who finishes it? The sponsor group?
We try to pair that project with someone who's going to finish it. If the project's been sitting in a garage for 20 years and is never going to get done, we're not going to pass it on to somebody who's never going to get it done. If you're interested in finishing a very easy, we have, like I said, we got probably five of them in half completed stages. Come talk to us, because we'll work with you. And what the difference is, everything you do with that project becomes a charitable contribution. So if you're in a position where that works for you, well, come on over here and let's finish. Let's talk about finishing this. And we have one of the ones that's hardest to get is a Defiant. And one of the very first things donated to us was a Defiant. A doctor owned it down in Memphis, and he was never going to finish it. He'd come get it. Defiant's a huge project, okay? And the only way we may get one is to build our own. So here's an airplane. If somebody ever wanted a Defiant, now's a chance, opportunity to get involved, get sponsored that airplane, and they can wind up being a pilot sponsor for it and fly it like it's their own.
There you go.
Yeah. Sounds like a great idea.
Where can
idea.
We find you on the field?
We're parked at the Brown Arch.
All right. You have a booth somewhere?
No.
Okay.
Our airplane is our booth.
All right. So go look for them at the Brown Arch along with the Jet Easy.
Yeah. Yep. It's the most photographed place in Oshkosh.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. This is, we want to thank you for coming in,
Thanks
Richard.
Thanks for having me.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.